I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. I wanted to talk today about the chaos that we all have in midlife. And, you know, I think it's so important to remember that so much of what we're going through is very different than what our mothers went through. I mean, our parents are living longer. We just have so many more pressures. And this term sandwich generation, I don't think even captures it. I think it's more like we're in a giant panini press and we're just getting squeezed and squeezed till we just don't have any more to give. Like, I'm cracking up because as I'm recording this podcast, my phone is blowing up because my daughter's trying to text me, my husband's trying to text me, and it's like everybody wants a piece of you, right? It feels like when you're at the deli counter at a grocery store and you know you just have to take a number. I feel like putting a giant deli counter machine on me and just everybody telling everybody, take a number. Take a number because you just have to wait your turn. And it's, you know, between aging parents who need us and our semi-adult children who need us and trying to do our best at work when we're worried about ageism. And then let's not forget throwing menopause in there and our partners. It's really a lot to handle. And, you know, there's so many articles out there about the mental load, because it's fine to take some stuff off your plate, but we're still thinking about it. It's keeping us up at night. It's like our heads are going to explode with so much in there, right? It's absolutely crazy. Nothing makes me more nuts than hearing the advice, well, just take something off your plate. Like, really? What do you want me to take off my plate? Do you want me to take off my plate finding a assisted living for my mom? Do you want to take off my plate helping my son with intellectual disabilities? You want to take work? Like, what do you honestly think I can take off my plate? Right? Like, it's just ridiculous advice. So the only thing we can do is try to manage it as best we can. It was like the whole thing with work-life balance, right? When people said, oh, well, you know, you manage it. No, you don't. There is no such thing as work-life balance. You're either focused on work or you're focused on your personal life. It's very rare that you can do both at the same time equally well. You're doing a disservice to yourself and everybody else around you when you're trying to do that. And so to deal with this mental load, this overwhelming amount of stuff we in midlife have to deal with, there are a couple things we have to do. And the first is put up some personal boundaries, right? I know that we all want to help our kids and be the best parents we can be. But at some point, we have to let them figure it out on their own. And so if you've got your kid from college texting you 3, 4, 5 times a day, asking you what to do, asking you how to do it, you have to put some boundaries around that. It might be setting a time where you can talk to them, right? Unfortunately, they still are so self-centered. They think that our schedules don't matter. They can call us at the drop of a hat and we're going to address their needs. And that can't happen, but you need to set that up so they understand that. So maybe it's telling your kids, listen, I can't talk to you right now. I can't address this. I can talk to you tonight, or setting up some time. Don't answer at the drop of a hat. That's on us, right? Like, unless we train our kids and everybody else in our lives how to deal with us, they're not going to. They're just going to keep taking and taking and taking until we say, whoa, stop. It's not going to happen like that. And so that has to happen not just with our kids, but sometimes with our aging parents too. Like, they need to understand they can't call. I have a friend she's dealing with her mother who is ill and her father who's ill, and they're in separate states, and they're both blowing up her phone constantly, even when she's at work. And so it gets to the point where you have to stop taking their calls until it's appropriate time. Now, the trick with that is so many of us feel guilty, right? We feel guilty if we're not answering our parents immediately. We feel guilty if we're not answering our kids immediately. There is no guilt around setting time for yourself and making sure that you are not becoming ill physically, mentally, spiritually, because of all the demands on you. This is just self-care and self-protection, quite frankly. So it's not on them until you set up those personal boundaries and, quite frankly, train them on when you can and cannot speak with them. Now, don't get me wrong. If there's an emergency, of course you're going to get it. But 9 out of 10 times, it's not an emergency. Whatever their crisis is at that moment, the crisis du jour, can wait till it is your time. Okay, so that's the first thing. Set up those personal boundaries. Once you have those personal boundaries in place, you can focus. How often are you up in the middle of the night because you're thinking of the 50 million things that you need to do, right? The way to stop that is to first focus on the present. So if you're up in the middle of the night worrying about a million things and you can't sleep, you need to bring yourself back to the present, become mindful, breathe, and just literally think about your breath. Think about the sounds you're hearing at that moment. Bring it down. And then during the day, when you've got all of those things, I need you to write down everything that's in your brain. Okay, everything that's in your brain, let it go, put it out on paper, and then you are going to focus on one thing. You are going to be like a horse with blinders on. Once you've set those personal boundaries, you are going to decide on that one thing you need to focus on. And that probably means shutting off your email, walking away from your phone that can distract you, or put it on do not disturb so you can be completely and utterly focused. I promise you, if you spend an hour, 2 hours focused on the project at work or focused on the one thing you need to do personally, it will get done a lot faster and it will be a way better product. Okay. You got to put those blinders on. Focus at one thing at a time. Yes, I know we're women. We are the queen of multitaskers, but we don't do it that well. We're doing everything half-ass. Focus on one thing at a time. The other thing that's important too is, just as they say, this is, you know, from Frozen, let it go, right? I don't care if you have a sink full of dishes. I don't care if you have laundry sitting in a laundry basket. Sometimes we have to let it go. It's okay. All right. Martha Stewart's not going to come in our home and slap us because everything isn't perfect in our home. It's all you. It's okay. I will say, you damn well should enlist support from your family to help around the house, including your partner. Now, here's the trick, ladies, okay? If you send your partner to the grocery store to get groceries and he comes back with the wrong thing, you can't take him off the hook and say, oh, I'm just going to go do it myself. Hell no, because that's the problem. We're expecting that. No, he comes back with the wrong things. You send him back to the grocery store again to get the right things. It's that training. If you want him to make dinner, you can't complain if it's not up to your standards. And honestly, if you're that busy, it's just sustenance and nurture, okay? Let him make you dinner. But the other thing too is rely on your girlfriends. You know, if you're looking for a group of really supportive people, head over to my Facebook group, Midlife Mavericks, because you will find women who will always support you and lift you up emotionally and give you that support. But also reach out to girlfriends. You know, too often we don't want to bother other people because we think they have too many things on their plate. You know what? Don't make that assumption. If you need help, reach out to a girlfriend. Maybe she's going to the grocery store and she can help pick up groceries for you, right? There are all little ways that we can help each other. And that is the way things get done. So ask for help. And then finally, like I alluded to before, you're not being selfish. You are not. You are practicing self-care. Okay. I right now have two friends who have missed doctor's appointments that they really truly need. And they keep saying, I'm going to go when I have the time. No, this is your health, ladies. We are in midlife. We need to think about ourselves. That includes exercising. I don't care if it's only 10 minutes a day. Get your butt in gear and get it moving. Because not only is it going to help you physically, it's going to help you mentally. It helps you clear your mind out. Okay. That is, it's not a nice to do. It is a must do. Think of it as a prescription. Get your doctor's appointments in and go. Get your butt in gear and move, even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Okay. And think about those little ways that you can take care of yourself. Do your nails at home, but put everything away and do your nails. Or, you know, have a cup of tea and read a chapter in a book. Whatever it is that's going to give you a little bit of quiet time and me time. And quiet time and me time is not scrolling through Instagram and Facebook. It's not looking through your emails. Quiet time and me time is shutting all those distractions down, locking your door, finding that safe place where you can just be with yourself and give yourself some time off. So we can't eliminate everything on our to-do plate. But we can create personal boundaries, we can focus, we can let other things go, and we can care for ourselves. Those are the four ways that you can manage the chaos that comes in midlife. So I hope you got something out of this. Share some thoughts you have about this. And if you know somebody that needs to hear this podcast, please share it with them and have a great day.